It's the Commerce Tigers versus the Salina Bobcats in the final game of the regular season. Hello, I'm Matt Minky with the highlights on 88.9 KETR. Early in this game, the Tigers' defense made a big play and busted up a hard drive by Salina.
From the Commerce 37-yard line, shotgun formation, 3-yard receivers far side, Simmons in the backfield. Here's the snap, fakes the throw to Simmons, looks over the middle, has a man, hits him, he's missed. It's intercepted, Buck Wilson at the 30, at the 40, looking for some blocking, gets some, he's near midfield. Buck Wilson catching the deflected pass for the Tigers.
Commerce was not able to capitalize on that turnover, however. Then with 5.5 minutes remaining in the quarter, the Tigers' D just couldn't hold the Bobcats back any longer.
Shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield, a wing back, moving across the line, two receivers each side. Here's the snap, fakes the handoff, looking out into the end zone, caught, touchdown, Salina.
The point after missed, Salina strikes first in this match, 0-6. Then, with 1 minute left in the first quarter, Commerce found themselves motivated to answer Salina's points on the board after some big plays.
Here's the snap. Looking to the left. Launches it deep. He might have a man. Can he make the catch? He does. TJ Fennell catches it. Stays in bounds on 1 foot. Taken down at the 5-yard line.
That drive carried into the second quarter, and the Tigers hit the Salina defense like a brick wall. No points for Commerce. Turnover on downs at the Bobcats' goal line. That forced Salina to try to fight out from their own end zone, but they couldn't hold off the ferocious Tigers' assault.
Here's the snap. Handoff. Coming off up the middle. He stopped at the goal line. What is this? They give it to him. That's right. It's a safety. Commerce Tigers get 2 points.
Commerce finally on the board, trailing Salina 2-6. Then Salina almost immediately ran in another touchdown.
Pitch back. He's coming over the near side, gets some blocking, breaks the tackle at the 10, the 5. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. Salina scores.
And that made the score Commerce Tigers 2, Salina Bobcats 13. Later, Salina was on the move into Tiger territory once again.
Fakes the handoff up the middle. He's in pursuit. Commerce Tigers finds a man in the flat. It's Davis. He's running up the sideline. Dodges a tackler. He's going to take it into the end zone. Touchdown, Salina.
A 2-point conversion attempt was no good, but the touchdown extended the Bobcats' lead to 17 points. Commerce 2, Salina 19. Just no traction for the Tigers in the first half. They were intercepted by Salina a few plays later, but the Commerce defense did hold them to a field goal attempt.
Jesus Vargas, he's the kicker for the Salina squad. Here's the snap, it's handled, the kick is up, it's got the distance, and it's good! Field goal, Salina, 3 points for the Bobcats.
With 3 minutes left in the half, it was Commerce 2, Salina 22. Then in the final seconds of the second quarter, the Bobcats added insult to injury and marked some more of the Tigers' territory with another score.
Quarterback under center. Here's a snap. Looking out to his right to throw it to. Tries to fade into the end zone and does. Touchdown, Salina.
Commerce 2, Salina 29. Just 24 seconds left in the half, which wasn't enough time for Commerce to make anything happen. So at the half, Salina leading Commerce 29-2. Early in the third quarter, the Bobcats were on the move again, poised to further their lead.
3rd and 9 from their own 14-yard line for the Bobcats. Shotgun formation, 3 receivers to the far side. Here's the snap, rolling out to his right. He looks to his right, receiver falls down, intercepted by TJ Fennell to the 10. They say he's out of bounds at the 1-yard line.
What this can't be. Could the Tigers finally get a touchdown?
Here's a snap. It's high. It's handled by Buck. He dodges one tackler, dodges another, trying to get into the end zone. Can't. Swallowed up by the big orange.
Okay, well, look, that was just a test.
Here's a snap. Hand off to Gabe Connor. In for a touchdown, Commerce. Gabe Connor with the 3-yard touchdown run after the TJ Fennell interception.
And they said it couldn't happen. Commerce, 9 points to Salina's 29. Then with 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter, Commerce made a costly mistake and the Bobcats were more than happy to exploit it.
DJ Fennell on the near side, split wide. Buck Wilson gets it, tries to hand it off. Jackson decided not to get it. Salina takes the handoff in for a touchdown. Bobcats.
Boy, just looked like a lack of communication there. It looked like Buck was trying to hand off to Robert Jackson, and instead he handed off straight into the chest of Reese Morton, number 34 for the Salina Bobcats.
Commerce 9, Salina 36. The Tigers had to punt it back, and Salina meticulously burned time off the clock on their subsequent drive, carrying all the way into the fourth quarter. The Bobcats' attempt to score on that drive was eventually thwarted, though.
Two backs in the backfield, Elliott under center, two receivers each side. Far receiver coming in motion. Here's the snap, fakes the handoff. It gets fallen on the ground, it's bumped out by its running back, and Commerce recovers.
That didn't leave much time for the Tigers to mount a comeback with only 8 minutes left in the game, and then Commerce went three and out. With their strong lead, the Bobcats proceeded to decimate the clock, and they still managed to secure their spot on top.
T formation, two tight ends set. Here's the snap, handoff, off tackle to the right, into the end zone for a touchdown, Salina.
43-9, Salina way on top of this game with 6 minutes left. And the Tigers could not conjure up any more points despite their best efforts. At the end of this contest, Commerce 9 to Salina's 43. Hey, it's all right. It's okay, shake it off, Commerce faithful, because the Tigers already have their spot in the playoffs, taking on Argyle next Friday in Denton. You can hear the call of the game right here on 88.9 KETR, along with updates from around the region's playoffs on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. Now, the moment you've truly been waiting for, here are your Minky moments of the game, saluting excellence in sports commentating.
Throws it, he stumbles. I'm sorry, I called that like some of those other radio stations around the area.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say just in case I was crazy, which I was.
These kids are big, they run fast, and they can all kick, apparently. That guy's tough to tackle. Now they're lined up like normal people. You're kidding me.
I'm Matt Minky. Thanks for listening to the highlights on your station, 88.9 KETR.